Prometheus hired me for something like $500 a month to develop campaigns against big broadcasters who were trying to prevent local community groups from getting their own radio stations like WMNF. And so this was in the lead up to the Iraq war, when big media companies were pushing the war, were talking heavily about how important it was, and there was just a really clear relationship between how much money these companies were making off of drumming the drums for violent conflict in Iraq that no one was really talking about. So there was just a huge upswell of anger against consolidated media. Prometheus, which is an organization, again, that builds local radio stations, took it on, is because these same big companies also were preventing local community groups, whether they be immigrant farm workers or local town councils or departments of transportation or arts organizations. They were preventing them from getting their own radio stations. We won our campaign to expand community radio stations to thousands of more cities across the U.S.
In 2008, at the Media Reform Conference, you led a session called Grassroots Lobbying 101. Can you give me just a brief breakdown of what that entailed?
The most effective organizers for social change are local constituents with clear voices who do research about why they're in the right, and they hold those local officials and their staff accountable. And with consistent follow-up, with consistent building of pressure, eventually the staff will feel accountable to you and the legislator will feel accountable to you, and you can move them.
How do activists make a living?
One thing that's important to understand is that everyone has the right to advocate for the government. There's very few other ones where you aren't. One of the stories I like to tell is one of the most effective grassroots lobbyists that I've ever worked with is a woman named Sakura Saunders, who started out as a DJ in Davis, California, working at a local college radio station. When she learned that the groups that had wanted community radio stations around the country were prevented from having them by big broadcasters pushing Congress to limit low-power FM radio, she got really angry, and she just started doing her own research. So when Sakura found out that three companies with the same board of directors had mass applied for over 10,000 licenses, she led the campaign just as a normal individual, as someone who had a full-time job and all this other stuff. She led the campaign to get the FCC to freeze the implementation of giving out those licenses. She found the right person to talk to. She connected with like a grassroots media reform or media policy law firm, and they froze the implementation of those licenses. And I think that people are afraid sometimes to build relationships with their legislators, but we elected them. You know, they're accountable to us. There were many Republican co-sponsors of the low-power FM bill and Democratic ones because we proved that, you know, communities wanted it, that it wasn't partisan. So I highly encourage folks to try grassroots lobbying. It's a very empowering experience when you have a good meeting. And when you don't have a good meeting, you learn from it, and you can keep pushing, and you can do better.